This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Wherever you're listening, whatever nook, cranny, or empty canyon you're in, I hope you're doing well. I know many of our friends on the West Coast aren't. I hear you. I'm getting a lot of emails from people who feel like, fingers crossed, they've just avoided the flames because there still are massive wildfires ripping through Washington, Oregon, and the state of California. It is about water in some of the Gulf Coast states, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But did you hear that fire? That was a rager. Check it out. Yeah. There's a reason I play that, to emphasize how awful it is when you're in a situation that you can't get out of or you narrowly escape. And sadly, that's happened to way too many people. I want to make a comment about that right at the top. You know, you're in charge of yourself. As someone said to me one time, no one's coming to save you. And I know what they meant by that. They weren't talking about religious-wise. They were saying that you decide. If you're in a situation that doesn't look good, get out. And for goodness sake, if there are evac orders, what's the worst that can happen? So it's a pain in the rear end. You evacuate, you come back, and your house is still there. And I understand all the blood, sweat, and tears that go in to what someone does with a home and what that means. But having a brigade of people and standing there with hoses, I've seen disastrous things happen. And then you're trapped, you can't get out. And if the fire crews aren't there and they can't get you, it's lights out. It's lights out. And you decide. You decide, what am I going to do? Because you keep hearing these half-truths. I think this is what's going on with people. They're out there. They're listening for information. And they're waiting on numbers. They're waiting on percentages. They're waiting on how far away is it? How far is this fire? And sadly, that's led to the death of way too many people. I mean, just too many damn people get stuck in that situation. So the wildfires, Storm Sally was disastrous for so many people. And then we got mosquitoes. Like in Michigan, they're telling people stay indoors because we're trying to stop the spread of this mosquito-borne disease. In my neighborhood, they had a mosquito spraying for, I don't know, the first time in probably 5 years that I can remember. So in Michigan, like everywhere else, they're dealing with coronavirus, but they're also trying to contain this weird, rare mosquito-borne disease. And the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services announced that the suspected EEE, that's what it's called, case in Michigan, shows that there is an ongoing threat to the health and safety of Michiganders. And if you're listening to me from Michigan and you're hearing this for the first time, check it out. And they call for this continued vigilance. I guess you could call it vigilance. I just made up a word. To prevent exposure, including aerial treatment. Boy, talk about cabin fever plus, plus, plus. Plus, plus, plus. And this is the thing. 22 horses across 10 counties in Michigan confirmed with EEE. Triple E. Twice the number they had seen this time last year. So they're looking at high-risk areas. Typically, and I never heard of it before this, typically there's only 5 to 10 cases, human cases, reported in the United States every single year. But 30 of those result in death. And the incubation period for it is 4 to 10 days. So what would the symptoms be? Tell me if these sound familiar. Could be fever, chills, aches, discomfort. And the worst, a swelling of the brain, or meningitis. Well, some of those symptoms are COVID symptoms. My goodness, what else can happen? I shouldn't even say that. In 2020. So they're scrambling to contain this mosquito virus. Once again. Something else gets thrown in the direction of Americans, whether it's a regional thing or it's a worldwide thing and then brought back in closer to inside our borders. Wow. I mean, just wow. One of the big stories we would be talking about if we were jawing across the fence. Remember those days? I actually have a neighbor where we talk across the fence. I like it. I don't kind of like it. I like it. Or she's on the outside of the fence working on her flowers and shames me. She flower shames me. I have no time for this occupation of getting the flowers together. I have no time for that. But anyway, we have that chit-chat. And the chit-chat would be about Jerry Harris. Do you know who he is? He's one of the students in Netflix breakout docu-series Cheer. He's arrested on production of child pornography charge. He's 21. They say he was enticing an underage boy to produce sexually explicit videos and photos of himself. He was 13, the minor was 13 at the time. Harris's attorney says he's going to seek his release, saying he's asymptomatic. He's at risk for COVID-19. Production of child pornography is punishable by a minimum sentence of 15 years in prison, max 30. Harris was in federal court in Chicago on Thursday afternoon. And he was interviewed by law enforcement this week on the accusations. And what is he accused? He's accused of, I'll say it again, child sexual exploitation and abuse in a lawsuit filed by an attorney representing the two victims. Cheer was really a big deal, if you have no clue what it is. They won two Emmys, nominated for Unstructured Reality Program. Netflix said in a statement, like everyone else, we're shocked by this news. Any abuse of minors is a terrible crime. We respect the legal process. Coming up later in this show, we talk about Netflix again, and there's been a push to boycott Netflix because of something that they've aired called Cuties. And we talked to Andy Berger, who went through sexual child abuse when she was a kid and started a huge organization on stopping human trafficking. You have to listen to what she has to say. Cuties, this Netflix film, is getting massively criticized, and there are a mountain of controversy over it. You just heard what I said about the guy who got arrested from Cheer. And in this show, you have 11-year-olds who are twerking. And it went viral. I mean, of course, it was the scenes that went viral. And think of the pedophiles and also the human trafficking that's happening. So people that were watchers of Netflix were freaking out about this series, Cuties. Hashtag cancel Netflix has been like wildfire on social media, all over Twitter. Petitions to boycott Netflix and demand removal of the movie have attracted hundreds and hundreds of thousands of signatures. Coming up, the wall of water that slammed into Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. Where and how is it now? We're going to talk about it in just a minute.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
A big tease and was awful to you. Storm surges that led up to what ultimately happened. Sally slammed into the Alabama coast on Wednesday morning after gaining a little bit of steam, there's no doubt. Floodwaters rushed through parts of Alabama and Florida on Wednesday. Cars were stalled, stuck, and flooded. It was more than a bummer. People were floating around in whatever boats they had and were trying to help other people look for survivors, watching as rivers crested across Alabama and Florida. That's the dangerous part. That's the part that is so scary when you see that. And, you know, 500,000 homes and businesses across the South without power on Thursday. Rescue workers frantically trying to clear the roads. Because why? That's how you reconnect the power. That's how you deliver the aid. It's how you fight the water levels are still rising. By noon, 200,000 were still without power in three Florida panhandle counties. Same in Mobile and Baldwin counties. 50,000 more outages spread across South and Central Alabama. So tracking that, it's starting to come down. The numbers starting to come down, which is good news. But, you know, again, the downed trees, it's what happens. It's the strangest thing to look. I was looking at Sally hitting Montgomery. And the Alabama, Governor Kay Ivey said, while it could be much worse, it's been mighty bad. Yes, putting it mildly, mighty bad. It's devastating. I mean, it was a historic storm. Three shelters, boom, up and operating to try to help anyone who was stuck or needed any kind of help. So some of the moored boats fell off the mooring, the whole thing. I mean, of course, it was the rainfall totals were insane in Alabama. Orange Beach, this is the highest, 29 inches. Can you imagine? What, 29 inches? And then you go down to what would be the lower amount, like in Mobile, they had 5. And this is all fast moving quickly, right? And then Gulf Shores. I've spent some time in Gulf Shores. Beautiful area. Gulf Shores, 8.5 inches. So you get it. I mean, everybody got slammed pretty much with something. They were lucky if, you know, it wasn't quite as much as Orange Beach at 29 inches, which is, you know, absolutely crazy. But more than a foot of rain was dumped on Alabama, and the rivers were still rising. I'll say that word again, rising. It's not a good word when it comes to the rivers and what's happened with Sally, and especially the amounts that fell. And then you got the creeks, too. So you start to see some of that flooding because of that. So homes and businesses flooded, and then the downed trees and what they have to do in between. But you get it, because we're constantly talking about this. I mean, I would love to know how many times I've said downed trees, no power, in this show during the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. Guess what else is coming up? There's another storm named Wilfred. It's just off the coast of Mexico. 2020 has not been kind to us, has it? It has not been kind to us. All right, how about COVID numbers? I always give the numbers because I think it's important to stress that there are people recovering. There are people that have died. And to me, any death from this virus is heinous, is horrible. I would not want to lose any relatives or friends, and I've had friends that have gotten it, and they've gotten wicked versions. So not everybody's like, oh, it was bad, I was so exhausted, and yeah, no, you're in the hospital, and none of us know how you're doing, and it's a text best of a kind of a guessing game, especially if you're out of it. So 197,000 deaths in the United States, cases 6.7 million worldwide. To all my pals in fabulous places in the UK and Australia and India and Wales and New Zealand, and so many of these people have, I have friends in all those places, and we have new friends who have joined us when we do our author's corner thing here. So anyway, and they've been telling us and filling us in on what it's like in Victoria, the crazy lockdowns and how furious people are, and then what's happening in Melbourne and what's happening in Sydney and what's going on in London, just outside of London. But you get it. So 944,000 deaths worldwide. Total cases, 30 million. Recovered, 20.4 million. That's the good number. That's the number I want to see rise. That's the number that I want to say, wow, that's just crushing. Because I look at these baselines. I did these charts in the beginning. And I look at the baselines, and then I get some of this information. Well, I get all this information and then process it and kind of look back at it again in what we've seen, even in particular states. By the way, there is going to be, because we keep talking about the flu and yikes and what's that going to look like, and what does this look like globally, and of course we care about people outside of our borders. But in the United States, the plan is to provide free coronavirus vaccines. A couple of weeks ago, 75% of people who were polled said they would get a vaccine. Now that's down to 50, because a lot of people don't think this race to get one is going to make it safe or not. How about that? How about that? When you talk about, yeah, no, I'm not taking it because I think it's too fast. India is on track to surpass the U.S. because every time you read anything, listen to the BBC, or you, I did a terrible British accent there. I can do better. But anything you read, you know, in other places you're hearing about, the U.S. is still has the most cases, most deaths, all that. But India now, it's gotten so bad there, they're on track to surpass the U.S. as the worst affected by COVID-19. They got 98,000 new coronavirus cases that were confirmed on Thursday. India's total caseload, over 5 million. We have over 6 million, but the virus is spreading fast in India. And cases that had plateaued in Mumbai and New Delhi, the two biggest cities, in the last couple of weeks, they're climbing up again. But even in the smaller rural areas, they're having the same problem. And guess what? They're having some of the same arguments. And they've ramped up their testing, about 1 million samples a day. But that's low for their country. Why? How many people are in India? You want to know the stat? 1.4 billion. And scientists think there's still a lot of underestimating there. You think we have it bad in the U.S.? Bad. That many cases in the way it is ratcheted up. Crazy. Coming up this hour, we still have more to go, including your thoughts. Like Jake in Austin, who said, I will be happy when we stamp this SOB out. I'm tired of COVID. I'm not even 30. I'm dating, and it's the worst time of my life. For all you married, complaining people, be happy, because you're not in the dating scene, and it is the worst. And I defy anyone to tell me that it's a good situation. All right, Jake, I'm not going to defy you. I'm going to answer that question when we walk down to the mailroom, and I'll check the rest. Hang with us, everyone.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a speech at Hillsdale College in Michigan, Attorney General William Barr compared stay-at-home orders issued by governors to mitigate the spread of coronavirus to slavery.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders is like house arrest. It's, you know, other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
States issued stay-at-home orders earlier this year to stop the spread of the virus, which has since killed nearly 200,000 Americans. The Attorney General also stated that it should be politicians, not scientists, making decisions on what's best for the American people.
The person in the white coat is not the grand seer who can come up with the right decision for society. A free people makes its decision through its elected representative.
President Trump has also slammed lockdown orders, asking the states who are still on lockdown to open their schools and businesses. This is USA Radio News. Hurricane Sally's remnants continue to dump torrential rains on eastern Alabama and Georgia, while the Florida Panhandle and South Alabama were facing the possibility of even more misery due to swollen rivers a day after the storm blew ashore. At least one death has been blamed on the hurricane, which made landfall near Gulf Shores, Alabama, blasting 105-mile-an-hour winds and battering coastal communities with massive amounts of rainfall. The National Weather Service says heavy rains associated with the storm is continuing to impact South Carolina, North Carolina, and into Virginia and Maryland. Pennsylvania's highest court ruled that the Green Party's presidential candidate cannot be on the general election ballot because of a failure to closely follow nomination procedures. It is a decision that could help Democratic nominee Joe Biden in another battleground state that President Trump won in 2016 and comes just days after the same decision in Wisconsin. With a 5-2 Democratic majority, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned that Howie Hawkins could stay on the ballot in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Are in the mailroom, bada bing, bada boom, for sure. And that's Jake. Jake is like, there's no bada bing. How do you date when you're not even 30 in the middle of coronavirus? I saw a picture of two people who, they were simulating it. Not what you think. They were simulating a kiss, and they had both had their masks on, and I don't know. Meeting somebody, like doing that kind of the speed dating thing, go on the patios, you know, where you just go and have coffee, that would seem like that would be doable because you could do social distancing. But it still is odd. It is. It still is odd because the physical touch, like the hug, the whatever, I mean, all of that would be... that would be out. So dating is, well, I think dating is kind of dead. I just think it would be tough. Jake, I wish I had better news. You know, you could do Zoom calls and you can certainly meet people and have conversations that way. And you could do the social distancing, go and have a drink on a patio that's open, if there are any of those, or whatever, coffee. And that's like a Starbucks special, right, over the weekend. Grab your dog, go down there, hey, you know, here I am, da-da-da-da. But it's still not the same. There would be so many crazy limitations if you were playing it that way. Because remember, you have free will. I mean, where are you? What are the numbers? What does it look like? You know, that kind of thing. All right, this one is from, I wish I could give you something better, Jake. I'm married, you know. What are we? We're like on 13 years, I think. 13 or 14 years. We didn't have to go through the whole pandemic thing. All right, this one is from Joe. Is listening to us in Portland. Kate, oh boy, smoke gets in your eyes. I know somebody else already threw that out to you a couple of nights ago, but it is the best description. It has dissipated in many areas, but the fires are taking a toll on fire folks. Imagine if you are 13, 14 hours lifting, hauling heavy gear and desperately trying to help put out whatever part of a fire you're at. Yeah, it'd be exhausting. I mean, you know, you just got to keep digging deep. What are you going to do to get relief eventually? But you're seeing people that are trying to keep their property, keep their life intact, and they're a couple streets down. You're doing what you can to fight it. And there's a great story. It's interesting you talk about that. I mean, there's an area that's been ravaged for like 25 days, and it hasn't let up. So the Dallas, Oregon area. And you have people that are battling what they call the Lion's Head Fire. And it's very near Detroit. It's very the community of Detroit. So you had firefighters who were singing, you know, they had these incredibly long days, and they were, take me out to the fire, take me out to the line, bring me some Sawyers and Hazel hose. I don't care if I ever get home. See, I mean, that pretty much sums it up. I was reading those and listening to a story I saw, and it is an incredible grind. But what do they want? Why do they do this gig? Because, you know, they want to save everyone they can. That's why. They don't want to put people in a mobile morgue. They don't want to be the people that have to go out and get people that have died because of this. It takes some kind of strength in so many ways to be able to do that job properly. To be able to do it. I mean, it does. Absolutely. All right, so while we're talking about the fires on the West Coast, I got this one from Heaney, who says, I know you like Hawaii. You've talked about it. You've taken the show there. You've broadcast from there. But you'll be happy to know that we are reopening us Hawaiians in October. So they're allowing tourists to return. How about that? The governor announced that there will be a team that will oversee the public health response to COVID-19 and the pre-travel testing program for COVID-19, I guess, starts October 15th. Oh, it's been long for Hawaii. Just so many areas. Probably even where some of you are listening to me. You know how you make some of your money? On hotel space, on conventions, big or small, on the tourism business. So much money has been lost because of the virus. And Hawaii is an absolutely great example of that. It's been a disaster because it's been really a complete shutdown. You're on those islands. And on those islands, people would have to come and they would have to be able to quarantine for 14 days. So now the good news is that they're going to do that in October. And travelers just have to watch to see what happens and make sure that Hawaii comes out of this pretty good on the other side. Because there still is the question mark. I mean, even if it isn't right now, let's hope it stays that way. But it's there. But huge news, though. And yes, so thank you for sharing that. That is huge, huge news. All right, here's one from Anne, who is listening to us in New Orleans. And Anne says, I don't know why, Kate, I thought of you because you talked about this movie. You talked about going to Savannah and seeing some of the places where Forrest Gump was filmed. Did you know that the author of Forrest Gump just died? I knew that just a few hours ago, I think, is when I found out. There was something I was doing, and I found that out. And he was a guy who graduated from the University of Alabama, by the way. Then he was in the Army, did a tour of Vietnam, and he was a Winston Groom, his name is, and he was a reporter for the Washington Star before he started writing novels. And, of course, Forrest Gump was a huge seller. The novel was turned into the 94 movie that starred Tom Hanks and won six Academy Awards. And there was a sequel. Did you know this? They published a sequel. Gump and Co. So company. Gump and Company. Mm. Even the Alabama governor in the middle of the water tweeted out about Groom's death, calling him one of the most gifted writers, the state's most gifted writers. So rip to Winston Groom. And you think about Forrest Gump. Wow, a movie that was good. It's I don't know what the word I don't know what word I would use to describe it, but it was good. Had a message, it weaved it out, there were some funny, ridiculous moments in it, and the book was very much like that. All right, this one is from Polly. Mail-in voting, Kate. I'm very confused as to what is going to happen there. Can I vote? Can I do mail-in voting? I'm listening to you in Florida. Well, for most people, mail-in voting is in the kind of that option year, but it depends on where you live. So requests for absentee and mail-in ballots have increased, of course, because of COVID-19, but the reliability has people spooked. So if you get them in as fast as possible, that's the best thing that you can do. And who allows mail-in voting? Oh, lots of states. Others, you need an excuse to vote by mail, but including Texas, so that's one of the states where you don't have a layup like that. But there are a lot of them in the Northeast, Midwest, in Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, yes, yes, and yes. In the East, the great people of Connecticut listening to the show now, Rhode Island, Delaware, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Maine, but not Vermont, and not New Jersey. I mean, primary vote by mail, but that's it. So it is kind of scattered, I suppose. That's the best way to say that. All right, moving along, let's do another one for you. This one is from Ty, and Ty says, Kate, I was looking at this very strange story. It shows you the parallel universe that so many of us live in about this alligator that was swimming in Hurricane Sally's floodwaters in the Gulf Shores and then suddenly ended up in the backyard in a pool. Well, here's the good thing. It wasn't a pool. There was video of it. You can look it up. It's a 12-foot gator. It was near Gulf Shores house after the hurricane came ashore on Wednesday morning. And there was parts of that were rough. Really rough. And how it was moving slowly, spinning. You know, get the whole thing, you know, because I've already talked about that. An alligator in the pool swimming around. Can you imagine? You walk outside. Hey, let's, you know, it looks like we have some damage on the property, but we're going to survive. And you go out and you look in the pool and you see a gator. Yeah. Well, you just make a phone call, but still, it is pretty freaky, I have to say. Coming up, there are a couple of holidays, bona fide holidays, that are happening. And there's one that, for some reason from childhood, just sticks with you. I'll give you a hint. Scary and candy corn. In no particular order.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Lighten the load as we usher out this hour, for some of you anyway, because some of you probably hate horror films, but that is the familiar stylings, musical stylings of Halloween, and what a franchise that was. And if you go to any of the Halloween stores, you know, they put up those spirit stores and other stores that sell costumes, you'll hear some of this music and certainly see things that relate to one of the main characters, Michael Myers, who had a knife and went after some people. The first Halloween, there's a little trivia connected to this, and I'm bringing up Halloween because these stores are popping up all around me, and there's people that are looking at Halloween costumes, and my nephew, the budding filmmaker, is into it and then asked me to take him to go with him to a couple stores. And so it really was kind of an eye-opener to me because it made me think about how many are going to go to Halloween parties. Is Halloween going to be a big deal, or is it not because of where we're at? So the first Halloween actually aired on the big screen in 1978. Halloween 2 is in 81. And there is, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 13 Halloweens. That is a franchise. And then some. Rob Zombie, John Carpenter early off, David Gordon Green. Yeah, the main characters, Michael Myers, Laurie Strode, and others that you recognize. Wow. So, the franchise, pretty big. 11 films. That's 11 films and novels. And they just pick it up from where it was. Pick it up. And when you think of Halloween, I don't know that everybody thinks they're going to dress like Michael Myers or Halloween's that big of a deal. But what's happening current event-wise also becomes a pretty big deal, right? And these stores had some people in them, and they were social distancing, doing all the great things. But will this tradition be gone? Because a lot of places, I think, aren't going to allow this, and then some others will be allowed to do it. So it's a question of COVID and Halloween. Who took my candy? There is no trick or treat. That's the message in a couple of pretty big areas where they just put their foot down and said, yeah, we're going to do something different. And not canceling it and trying to celebrate it safely, I think, is key if they can do it. Meaning you get the rubber stamp, you go and just do it. You can still have your tricks and your treats. You know, it falls on a Saturday. Am I right? Yeah, it falls on a Saturday. So with all these challenging times, the traditional parties, parades, haunted houses, that kind of thing, maybe not. But getting a costume and making it fun, answering the door, giving out candy. Yeah, I don't see. There's got to be safe ways to do that. You have hand sanitizer. Why not? You have a mask. You put your real mask in the costume. The party is outdoors, so why not? I think some families will be creative and it still will work. But it's social distancing. Halloween at home, a special trunk party in the parking lot where they fill the trunks with candy if it's a lot of kids, that works pretty well. And there are suggestions about how to make it safer. There was even a story I saw on CNN about an Ohio man who had a way to keep the virus from knocking on his door. His name is Andrew Beatty, and last Saturday he showed it a candy chute. So the candy chute he made with a six-year-old daughter, and the candy chute is attached to the handrail, and he just puts the candy down the chute and they grab it. I think it's brilliant because, first of all, it looks like it's part of the decor, so it fits nicely. And they just put the candy down the chute, like I said. Doesn't get much better than that. At least you can collect the candy with them. And his original post shared over 77,000 times on Facebook. Wow. I bet people will do that. I mean, they'll figure out a way to hand out the candy, which I think is good. Something normal, something familiar, and that's something familiar. And if that's the case, I mean, it's doable, then yeah, and yeah again. Right? Yeah, of course. There's something else that's happening, Rosh Hashanah, and that's going to wreak havoc with some people who are trying to celebrate with normally family and then a couple of friends and however. But these are the high holy days, so they're very big for people of the Jewish faith, and that's why it's called a high holiday. The Rosh Hashanah begins before sundown on September 18th and ends after nightfall on Sunday, September 20th. And then, of course, the crescendo of the whole thing is Yom Kippur. So no eating or drinking for 25 hours, that whole thing, new. And there's some Orthodox Jewish people in New York who really celebrate this. But around the country, there's, I think, a smattering of people bigger than that that follow some of the traditions but yet find a way to have their foot in the secular world as well. And not, I guess that the key is not panicking. Just doing it. And if you're willing to do that and get in the arena, as Brené Brown would say, then you're golden no matter what kind of art you are producing. I like the idea of the shoot. That you fit the, you know, the tiny candy, the medium-sized candy, boom, it just goes right down. Nobody's touching hands. No cries for the outrage over that. It's such a... such a smart thing to do. And then you get to see the trick-or-treaters, too. You get to see the trick-or-treaters. I just saw something about two-thirds of millennials and Gen Z don't know that 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust. They did a survey to illustrate it and to show this is what happens. So there's gaps in knowledge with younger people and older people, and that's to be expected, and this is something incredibly big, but trying to not make a big deal out of it for someone who's really caught up in that, they're not going to, because of the gap of the other people. And that's what happens, right? Everybody's looking at what everybody else is doing and deciding if they should follow them or not. And then you have people who are just ripping through this, and it seems like nothing has rocked their world. Nothing has bugged them. So I kind of went on a little rabbit hole there, but I did it for a reason. You know, we talk about the Big Ten being canceled, but now also coming back, and I think that's a great thing. So they have rapid coronavirus testing, and they feel good about that. But what are they going to have team-wise? What are they going to have that pulls all of that together? And there are people that would just gladly give it to them, you know, give them the temperature taker and some of the things that they'll be doing anyway, just to try to implement them where he's not quite as involved. But like I said, it's tough to me, of all the things we could talk about, it's tough to stray from what we've been talking about as far as what does it mean, how big is the meaning, right? Any of this stuff that you play with, any of the words that you look at. We are, ladies and gentlemen, 40-plus days away from our election that includes a senator, former senator, who wants to be president, and one who currently occupies the White House. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. Shout out to our technical maestro, Alex, and also Mo Flam. Keep it real, everyone.
SuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.